Shir's Daf Yad Hashem on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom with the words Ela Amadav. The shaila at hand is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda appears in our Mishnah, says that if somebody is Ba'al Imai, who is also Eishes Aviv, his parents are legally married, the only chiyuv is the Isra of Ein, and he would not be punished on the count of Eishes Av. Our Gemara wants to know why Rabbi Yehuda says this. There are countless examples, as we are going to see the Ezra Shem, and as we did see in our Mishnah, where with one B a person is over several Isurim. Over here we have two independent Isurim, Eishes Av, the Torah lists that separately, and the Isra of Ein, the Isra of a mother, which is listed independently as well. So once again, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that if somebody is Ba'al Imai, who is also Eishes Aviv, if his parents are legally married, why is he only punished on the count of Imai and not on the count of Eishes Av? Now there are two parashiyos of Arayas, two major parashiyos of Arayas in the Torah. One in Parashas Achrei and one in Parashas Kedaisha. The basic difference is that the one in Achrei deals with the Azahara. It tells us which Erevitz and which women are Aser, which women are prohibited. And the parasha in Kedaisha tells us of the Einish for the respective Averis. There are, however, going to be certain concepts which will be learned one from another. Now, there are going to be three basic psukim that the Gemara is going to be dealing with for the next Amid, and it is extremely important that we memorize these three psukim. Two are in Parashas Achrei, one is in Parashas Kedaisha. The Torah says in Parashas Achrei, Ervas Avicha v'Ervas Imcha Loi Segala. Literally, the pasuk means to prohibit relations directly with a father or mother. The Torah continues in that very same pasuk, Imcha hi, she is your mother, Loi Segala Ervasa. The Torah reiterates the concept of the mother. In the next pasuk, the pasuk deals clearly with the provision of Eishes Av, with the father's wife. If or if not she is also his mother, that is irrelevant. The Torah says, Ervas Eishes Avicha Loi Segala, and again the Torah reiterates, Ervas Avicha Hi, the wife of your father, this is Ervas Avicha, and therefore Loi Segala. So as discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, the two psukim are structured in a similar fashion. Both psukim start with a statement. The first pasuk starts with the statement, Ervas Avicha V'Ervas Imcha Loi Segala, and the pasuk reiterates, Imcha hi loy segala ervasa. And the second pasuk as well starts with the statement, Ervas eishes avicha loy segala, the erva of your father's wife loy segala. And again, the Torah reiterates, Ervas avicha hu. In Parashas Kedaisha, where the pasuk doesn't deal with telling us who is asa, but rather what the punishment is, the pasuk reads as follows, The isha sheyishkaf es eishes aviv. Here too, it is clearly spelled out before us, the wife of his father, like it is in the second pasuk in Parashas Achrei. Ervas Aviv Gila, Maisyim Sushneim Demeim Ban, and we are soon going to see that that refers to the Einish of Skil. Now let's look back to the very first pasuk. Ervas Avicha, the Erva of your father, the Ervas Imcha, and the Erva of your mother, Loi Segala. Imcha Yishi is your mother, Loi Segala Ervasa. Abaye said that this pasuk is the key to the Yehuda sheet. Because why does the Torah have to reiterate Imcha hi, she is your mother, or Segala Ervasa? Elamayisat Tabaya, the pasuk is telling us that in the event somebody is Baal Imai, that is the only issa that is to be dealt with. All other Isurim fall off. We aren't interested in Eishes other anymore. If somebody is Baal Imai, that is the prevailing issa that we are going to deal with. So we may not understand why the only issa that exists is the issa of Ein, even though she is an Eishes Av, but that's the Gzeres HaKasef. The problem with that was, what do we do with the next pasuk? In the next pasuk, when the Torah deals with the Yisra of Eishes Av, with the Yisra of a father's wife, the Torah says, Ervas Eishes Avicha Loi Segala, and again, Ervas Avicha Hi. Here again, the Torah reiterates the concept, she is your father's wife, the same way the Torah reiterates, she is your mother in the first pasuk. So according to Abaye, this pasuk too should imply that if somebody is ba on a woman, that is his father's wife, that is the predominant issa, that is the only issa that is going to stick, that is going to take effect. We are not going to be mechayim on any other issa. So according to this pasuk, if somebody is Baal Imai, who is also his father's wife, then the only issa we are going to be mechayim with is Eishes Av. So we have both a tremendous irony and a contradiction. According to Abaye, it turns out that if somebody is Baal Imai, who is also Eishes Av, he isn't going to be chayiv at all. The first pasuk eliminated the issa of Eishes Av, because that pasuk said only Imcha. And the second pasuk eliminates the Yisra of Imcha, because that pasuk says only Yesh Asaf. So at that point in yesterday's Shia, Abaya's Teretz fell away. It can't be from the Imcha he that the pasuk implies the only prevailing Yisra is Imai, because the next pasuk would indicate that the only prevailing Yisra is Yesh Asaf. Then the Gemara tried explaining Rabbi Yehuda's Shita with several other angles. Those two were refuted. And at the end of yesterday's Shia, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita Lamaisa went unresolved. We still don't know why. Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody is bought on a woman who is both Imai and Eshes Aviv, also his father's wife, his parents were legally married, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the only prevailing Yisra, the only Yisra that we are going to be Mechayithim with, is the Yisra of Imai? Sach the Gemara Vayta El Amarav. Again, we are on Daf Nun Gimel Amad Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rav will say, like Abaya, that Rabbi Yehuda's key pasuk is the pasuk of Imchahi. The fact that the Torah reiterates Imchahi, this tells us that the only prevailing issue when somebody is Baal Imai is the fact that it is his mother, and no other issue takes effect. Now, the words of Rav and Al-Gemara are rather the kitzur, so there is a very big Rashi over here that gives us a complete perspective on what Rav is saying. So let us first discuss it Baal Peh, and then we will see it inside. Rav, like Abaya, says that it is that first pasuk which is the key to understanding of Yehuda Shita. The fact that the Torah reiterates Imcha, she is your mother, this tells us that if somebody is Baal Imai, regardless of what other Isser may be in existence, the only Isser we are going to be Mechayithim with is the Isser of A. Now, what was our problem with that? That means that the next pasuk is going to tell us Eva Sazicha, the only Isser to be Mechayithim with is the Isser of A Shasav. So it turns out it won't be chayv at all. The first pasuk eliminates the Yisra of Eshes Av, and the second pasuk eliminates the Yisra of Ima. Zakarava, once we have a perspective on these psukim, then all of these problems are going to fall away. The first pasuk, once again, literally says, Evas Avicha v'Evas Imcha Loi Segala. The pasuk is telling us, relations with a father and with a mother are prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Rava understands the words of Eves Avicha not to be taken literally, relations with a father, Mishkav Zachar. But Eves Avicha means the father's wife. Eves Avicha, your father's wife, who is not your mother, or Eves Imcha, or the Eva of your mother, Loisagali. Now, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that Eves Avicha means the Eva of your father's wife and not the Eva of your father? This he knows from the Gzeda Shavah. Here the pasuk says Eves Avicha, and later on in Pashas Kedoshim, where the pasuk deals with the Einish, the pasuk says V'ish Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Aviv, with the father's wife, Eves Aviv Gila. So there was a Gzeda Shav of Eves Aviv Gila to our pasuk over here in Pashas Achrei of Eves Avicha, just like the Eves Aviv Gila does not refer to the father's Eva, but rather to the Eva of the father's wife. The Eva over here in Pashas Achrei, the Eves Avicha, refers to one's father's wife. So let's look at the first pasuk again in three parts. The pasuk starts off by saying Ervas Avicha. Part two, the Ervas Imcha Loisagala. And the third part, where the pasuk reiterates Imcha Hi Loisagala Ervasa. The first part of the pasuk, Ervas Avicha. This refers to the Isra of Eshes Av. Ervas Avicha does not mean with your father, it means with your father's wife. The next part of the pasuk, the Ervas Imcha Loisagala. This refers to your mother. Even if your mother doesn't happen to be your father's wife, there is an Isra of Imai. The pasuk reiterates, Imchahi, in the event that somebody is bought on a woman that is both Imai and Eshes Aviv, the only prevailing Isra is Imai and not the Isra of Eshes Aviv. That is the complete first pasuk. Let us now see the Gemara inside. El Amarav, Kitsaba Rabbi Yehuda. When the pasuk starts off by saying Evas Avicha, the Eva of your father, Zu Eshes Avicha, that is not your father, but your father's wife. Now, how can I say that Evas Avicha means the Eva of your father's wife? There's no mention to a wife over here. Here the pasuk says Evas Avicha, and later on in Pashas Kedoshim, when the pasuk deals with the Einish of somebody that has born his father's wife, the Torah also says Evas Aviv. So from part one of the pasuk, Evas Avicha, Umashmet is mashed from that pasuk, Bein Eshes Aviv Shei Imai, Bein Eshes Aviv Shei Imai. Eves Avicha, a father's wife is Aser. It makes no difference if or if not, his father's wife happens to be his mother at this time. Now, Imai Shei Eshes Aviv, what about a woman that is his mother but not his father's wife? Minayin, how do we know that she too is Aser? Talmud Leimah, the pasuk continues, this is part two of that first pasuk. Eves imcha loisagal. A woman that is your mother, even though she is not your father's wife, is also aser. And part three of the pasuk reiterates imcha hi to teach us mishum imayatun mechayve viyatun mechayve mishumeshes aviv, which is in effect a Yehuda's shita. If somebody is brought on a woman that is both imay and eshes aviv, the prevailing answer is strictly imay. Now the next pasuk takes on a whole different dimension. It means something else altogether. Pasuk 2 read, Evas eshes avicho loisagala, Evas avichahu, the Ev of your father's wife loisagala. And the Torah here reiterates again, Evas avichahu. Now what does the Torah mean over here? As far as the Yisra of eshes av, the Yisra of a father's wife, that was already included in the first pasuk. Everything was included in the first pasuk. A father's wife that is not his mother, a mother that is not his father's wife. What does this second pasuk want? When the pasuk says Evas Eishes Avicha Loisagala Evas Avichahu, so the Gemara will tell us later, and Rashi explains over here, that this pasuk refers to something else altogether. This pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is an Azara Li Eishes Aviv Li Achamisas Aviv. This second pasuk of Evas Eishes Avicha Loisagala is just saying that his father's wife is answered to him even after the death of his father. So why are we better off now than we were with Abaya? When Abaya told us his pshat, we assumed the literal interpretation of the psukh. We said pasuk number one deals with the answer of aim. There is no mention in that pasuk, alpipashtis, to eshesav, and it is pasuk number two, when the pasuk starts, evas, eshes, avicha leisagala, here the Torah says that an eshesav is us. Now the issue at hand was to understand why the Yehuda says that somebody is Baal Imai, who is also eshesav, is the only prevailing answer is Imai. Abaya said, because in that first pasuk that deals with the imay, the pasuk reiterates imchahi, and that teaches us that if the woman is his mother, that is the only issur that exists. All other issurim fall off. Our problem was, and what about the next pasuk? The next pasuk that deals with eshes aviv also reiterates she is your father's wife, evas avichahi. So we have the same implication over there, that the only issur that exists is the fact that she is your father's wife, and all other issurim fall off, including the issur of imay. So the psukim contradict each other. Now, however, that doesn't present a problem at all, because that second pasuk is not initiating us to the concept of eshes aviv. So that when the pasuk reiterates in that second pasuk evas avichahi, that would exclude all other isurim besides for eshes aviv. That pasuk isn't even dealing with the regular isur of eshes aviv. The whole sugya of a woman that is imoy or eshes aviv and not imoy, both, all of that is inclusive in the first pasuk. And therefore, when that first pasuk reiterates at the end, Imchei, she is your mother, this is the basis for the Yehuda's pshat. That if somebody is born a woman who is Eishes Aviv and his mother, the only prevailing issur is Imai. The second pasuk deals with something else altogether. Now that is basically, as Rashi explains it over here, and we have to explain it over here in order to understand the other tariffs, that is basically the whole shakla v'tarya of the Gemara on Nundalat Amid Aleph until the Mishnah. Basically, what the Gemara is going to be dealing with from this point on until the Mishnah is the respective interpretations of the three psukim mentioned according to the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. Let us just remind ourselves that the Rabbanan dispute Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that if somebody is born a woman who is both Imoy and Eishes Aviv, he is punished on both counts. Zak the Gemara writes, we go to the top of the Yamat, Tanya Kavasa Darabah, that indeed this is the interpretation of the psukim. We learned in a Braisa, and this is a Braisa in Toyas Koyanim, and Stam Safra is Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Rabbi Yehuda who is saying this, and that is what the Rav is telling us, that this is how Rabbi Yehuda learns the Psuk. Before we get involved over here, let us once again quickly review what the three Psukim are. The two Psukim in Parshas Achrei that deal with the Azara, once again, in Parshas Achrei, the Psukim only deal with telling us which women are considered Erves. And there we have two psukim as follows. We have pasuk number one that reads, Evas avicha, zi evas imcha, loi segale. Imcha, she is your mother, loi segale ervasa. Let us remember there are three parts to that pasuk. Evas avicha, the pasuk starts off with those words. Part two, Evas imcha, loi segale. And then the pasuk reiterates, Imcha, she is your mother, loi segale ervasa. Pasuk number two, in Parshas Achrei, Evas Eishes Avicha, the Ev of your father's wife, Uloi Segala. And here too the pasuk reiterates, Evas Avicha, who? The pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim doesn't deal with telling us which women are aser, it tells us the Einish, for violating. these isur. There the pasuk says, Isha she yishkaves eishes aviv, evas aviv gila, maishim sushneyem demeyem ba. This is the pasuk that the Gemara is going to be focusing on as we start over here at the top of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim starts up once again by saying, Ish, asha yishkaves eishes aviv. Ish, a man, prat, the cotton. This excludes a cotton. He would not be punished. Now, why we even need a pasuk to exclude a minor from punishment is discussed by the Rishayim. The pasuk continues, Ish, asha yishkaves eishes aviv, his father's wife. Mashma, the implication is over here, Bein eishes aviv she'imo, it makes no difference. If it's his father's wife, that is also his mother, or his father's wife, that is not his mother. The pasuk says, Isha sheyishkav is eishes aviv. As long as she is your father's wife, the issur is there. Imai she'eino yeshes aviv minayin. How do we know that Imai, who is not an eishes aviv? Talmud loin, but the pasuk says, the conclusion of the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Eves aviv gila, mufna. This is an extra pasuk, or rather, extra words in the pasuk, and the purpose of it is lahakish v'lodni menu gzeir shava, to learn gzeir shava, and that gzeir shava is the ervas of his gila over here in Parshas Kedoshim, to the words ervas avicha, which is the beginning of the first pasuk in Parshas Achrei, just like over there, that first pasuk deals with all dimensions, his father's wife and his mother. All of those are included here too in the pasuk of the Einish, both Imai and Eishes Aviv, although it may be Imai who is not Eishes Aviv. The same Einish applies. And that Einish is the conclusion of the pasuk here in Kedoshim, Mois Yumsu, and that means the Skila. Now, at the end of the Skila, you say it means Skila, Oyeina Yalabi Achas Mikol Nisais Huamuris Betaira. The pasuk just says death, Mois Yumsu. The Torah does not specify what type of Nisa. Ne'emakan, after the Gemara, the pasuk concludes, the very last words of the pasuk are Dimeyem Bam, their blood shall be on them. Ne'emakan, Dimeyem Bam, over here in Pasuk Kedoshim, we have the term Dimeyem Bam, Ve'ne'emar bi'oidah ziyadayni, Dimeyem Bam. Malahal, it's like over there, in regard to oidah and yadayni, the Torah says, Befeirish, it is Beskila, Afkan here too, it is Beskil. So the Maisa, all we have dealt with is the pasuk in Kedoshim, which teaches us of the punishment. Look at the Gemara Vayta. Einish Shemana, we see how this pasuk over here in Kedoshim, we see how the Skila refers to both Eishes Aviv and to Imai, who is not his father's wife. But Azar Minayin, where do we see the Etzem prohibition, the Etzem Isser in regard to these women? Talmud Leimer, here we go back to our pasuk in Parshas Achrei, the beginning of pasuk 1, Eva Savicha Loi Segala. The Eva of your father you should not reveal. Now, literally, this means direct relations with one's father. Eva Savicha, however, dashens the Gemara Zu Eishe Savicha. This is how Rabbi Yehuda learns Pshat in our first pasuk in Parshas Achrei. This pasuk is telling us about the Isra of a father's wife. Now, Ato, I'm the Eishe Savicha, perhaps not. Ela Eva Savicha Mamish, maybe it means literally, relations with a father, Arasa. And to the Gemara, this is where the Gzeir Shavat the Kedoshim comes in. Ne'emakan, the pasuk over here, pasuk number 1 in Parshas Achrei says, Ervas avicho lo segala. The name of Lahalon, and later on in Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk reads, The isha sheyishkav es eishes aviv ervas aviv gila. Malahalon, just like over there in Parshas Kedoshim, where the pasuk says, Ervas aviv gila. The isha sakasa medaber. The pasuk is not referring to one's father himself, but rather to his father's wife. That pasuk says so beseirish, because that pasuk starts off by saying, Isha sheyishkav es eishes aviv. Afkan here too in Parshas Achrei, when the pasuk starts off by saying, Erva savicha, the Torah does not mean the erva of your father, but the isha sakasa medaber. The erva of one's father's wife. So that's the first part of our pasuk here in Parshas Achrei. Erva savicha. What about the next part of the pasuk? Eves imcha loisagala. From the eves avicha, the Gemara explains umashma. That would imply beineshes aviv she'imai, beineshes aviv she'ene imai. Eves avicha. The first part of the pasuk means any woman that is his father's wife, if or if not she is his mother. However, what it doesn't tell us is what happens to a woman that is his mother but not his father's wife. And how do we know that she is Aser? Therefore, we have part 2 of the pasuk in Parshas Achrei, of this first pasuk in Parshas Achrei. Talmud Loim, the pasuk continues, Ervas imcha loy segala. Not only is his father's wife Issa, there is another Issa for a mother, even though she is not his father's wife, even though she is only Anusa's other. Now the Gemara repeats what we already discussed. Namely, I don't know Elma Ba'azar. I only see her in Pashas Achre, where the Pasuk refers to the Issa. The Torah considers a woman that is his mother, but not his father's wife, like his mother, because the Pasuk over here in Parshas Achrei, besides for saying Evas Avicha, the Pasuk also says Evas Imcha. But Einish Menayin, how do I know that the Pasuk in Kedoshim, the Pasuk that teaches the Einish Skila, how do I know that that refers to a woman that is his mother but not his father's wife? Here too we use the Gzer Shava. Nemakan Evas Avicha Loisegala, the Nemalahalan Evas Aviv Gila. Mabi Azar, just like over here in Parshas Achrei, in regard to the Issa, the Torah considers his mother who is not his father's wife, like his mother who is his father's wife. Because part two of our pasuk in Parshas Achrei states Beferish, the Evas Imcha, the Einish in Parshas Kedoshim also refers to both his father's wife and his mother who is not his father's wife. So in essence, it's a Gzeir Shavah that works both ways. From Parshas Kedoshim, we use the Gzeir Shavah to teach us that the Evas Avicha does not mean the Eva of his father, it means the Eva of his father's wife. And from Parshas Achrei, we learn to Kedoshim that the Einish mentioned in Kedoshim not only refers to Eishes Aviv, it also refers to his mother who is not Eishes Aviv. Both would be punished by Skila. So we have already explained part 1 and part 2 of the first Pasuk in Parshas Achrei. Part 1 of the first Pasuk, Evas Avicha refers to the Yisur of Eishes Av. Evas Imcha, part 2 of that pasuk, refers to a woman that is his mother but not his father's wife. Now we have a third part of that pasuk, where the pasuk reiterates Imcha hi lo segala evasa. What does that teach us? Continues the Gemara, Imcha hi mishem ima yata mechaiva ivi yata mechaiva mishem eshes av. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda told us in the Mishnah, that if somebody is bought on a woman that is both his father's wife and his mother, then Imcha hi, the Issa that he's going to be punished for is the Issa of Ein and not the Issa of Eishes Av. Now all of this is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Tzukim. And according to this version, indeed, we can safely say that the Imcha hi comes to be Mamayit, the Issa of Eishes Av, when the woman is also his mother. If the woman is his mother, that is the only Issa that prevails. The Rabbanan, however, don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that if somebody is Ba'al Ima, he was also Eishes Av, he is punished on both counts. Therefore, their interpretation to these Tzukim will be entirely different. Zak the Gemara of the Rabbanan, Pasuk number 1 in Parshas Achrei. When the Pasuk starts, Evas Avicha Lo Segala, Evas Avicha Mamish, contrary to what we were saying till now, Evas Avicha does not mean your father's wife, Evas Avicha means relations with your father. Frek the Gemara, that would be Mishkav Zachar. Haimi V'yez Zachar Nafka. So why do we need a pasuk to answer this? There is already a standing answer in regard to that. And for the Gemara, indeed there is, but L'chayiv Olav Shtayim. With the father, there are two chayiv. Okay, the Rav Yehuda. The Amr of Yehuda, Nachri Habal Aviv Chayiv Shtayim. We will soon see what Nachri means. Nachri does not mean a Nachri. Habal Chayaviv, one that has relations with his father's brother, also Chayim Shtayim. The two Yisurim are the regular Chayiv of Mishkav Zachar, of the Yisachar, and also in regard to the father, the Yisur of Evas Avicha, and in regard to an uncle, the Yisur of Evas Achiyavicha, Loisagala. That too is to be taken literally. Amadav, although we are saying over here that Nachri Habal Aviv Chayiv Shtayim Mistar V'Milsa the Rav Yehuda the Yisrael, this is not referring to a Nachri, but rather to a Yid, the Shaygig. We are referring to the Shaygig, and of a carbon in regard to the Chayiv of a carbon, not the Chayiv Nisa. Even though it is Karis Akas, explains Rashi, if there are separate lav, and there is a Chayiv carbon for each lav. Now, behind the common Nachri, if we are referring to a Yisrael, why then do we say Nachri Habal Aviv Chayiv Shtayim? Given how serious and how sensitive the topic we are discussing is, the Gemara uses the term Nachri, a stranger. But it doesn't mean Nachri Lafuke Yisrael, it is strictly referring to a Yisrael. Viharaya, the Isal Kedatach Nachri Mamish, Dinei Maini, there is no Chatas for a Nachri. This is how the Netziv suggests Chat. For Nachi, the only possible chiyuv is nisa, because there is no concept of a chatas. So according to Moshe Shainim, indeed, if the Nachi would be over b'mezit, he would be chayiv nisa, the same way a yid would be, if he was over b'mezit. But being that there is no chiyuv of a chatas, in the case of Shaygeg, the only possible chiyuv could be referring to the chiyuv nisa. So how can we possibly say chayiv shtayim? Ketala betray ketali, ketal talev, you kill him twice? We obviously cannot do that. The mele, if we say chayiv shtayim, it must be referring to a chiyuv chatas, and the mele, it must be referring to a yid. That apparently would be the understanding of most of the shayim, that is how the Netziv suggests that I, Rashi learns a little bit differently. Akul pan. Tanya nam yachi. Habal aviv on his father, chayiv shtayim. Habal achi aviv on his father's brothers, chayiv shtayim. Ikadami, others say that this is the loikad of Yehuda, because only the Rabbanon learn the first pasuk in Parshas Achrei of Eves Avicha to be taken literally, that there is an extra laugh for somebody that is boil off. The Ikadami, whoever others say, that is still a tamer of Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that there is an extra laugh for somebody that is boil off. How would he know it? According to him, the Eves Avicha does not refer to Eves Avicha Mamish, but rather to Eshes Avicha. He would learn from a kal v'chaymer mi'achayav from his father's brother. In regard to a father's brother, the Torah says, "V'yevas achi avicha loy segala," and that pasuk is definitely to be taken literally. Rashi explains why, and therefore we have a kal v'chaymer. Imach yav madach his father's brother. The cause of the others who, and the issue becomes so sensitive because he is just a relative to his father, and therefore we say chayiv shtayim besides for the regular iser. Of Zacha, there is an additional Isser. So others, somebody is born, others mamish lekalshkin, there should be another Isser. The Kanifliki. And the Gemara explains that this dispute, if or if not, that Yehuda would learn the double Isser for Bar Lovin from the Kal V'chaymer, would be based on the pluk to the Abaye of the Rav. Marasava, one man the Yama would be of the opinion that Einshin Minadin, we could derive an Einish even from a Kal V'chaymer. And the other man the Yama says, "Ein einshin min adin." We cannot use a kal v'chaymer to create an einish. And therefore, being that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have the pasuk of Eves Avicha to teach us that there's a separate law for somebody that is baal aviv, the kal v'chaymer would not be sufficient. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody is baal aviv, there is just the one chiyuv of any regular baal azach. Now the Yochanan asks that the Ritva in Masechtas Makis tells us that in regard to a chiyuv carbon, there is a concept of einshin min adin according to all shitas. We could learn a chiyuv for a carbon from a kal v'chaymer. It is an einish, a physical einish, that we can't learn from a kal v'chaymer. And the only issue over here is an ek. The Yochanan asks that the Ritva in Masechtas Makis tells us that in regard to a chiyuv carbon, there is a concept of einshin min adin according to all shitas. We could learn a chiyuv for a carbon from a kal v'chaymer. It is an einish, a physical einish, that we can't learn from a kal v'chaymer. And the only issue over here is an extra chiyuv carbon, because it is impossible to say an extra chiyuv nisa. There is only one nisa. So there are several tirutzim over here in the Achrayim, and basically the Achrayim Ne'eman that Pshat and the Gemara is the essence chiyuv that we are learning is a chiyuv for nisa. We aren't learning a chiyuv for a carbon. We can only apply this extra chiyuv in the event that he is a shaygeg, so he should have to bring an extra carbon, because it's impossible physically to give him two mises. But l'maisa, being that the etzem chiyuv that is discussed is an extra chiyuv misa, therefore if we say ein einshin min adin, we could not learn that type of an issa from a kal v'chaymer. In any event, getting back to the psuke, we are with, thus far according to the Rabbanan, we have only explained the first part of the first pasuk in Parshas Achrei. That pasuk starts, Evas Avicha. Eves Avicha is to be taken literally, and although there already is a standing issa for any Nishkav Zacha, if somebody is Baal Aviv, there are two chiyuv. Akupanim, Zakat Gemara Vayta, the Rabbanim, according to the Rabbanim, Azara Liyeshus Aviv in Minalahu. If Eves Avicha does not mean Eshus Avicha, then how do they know that a father's wife is Aser? And for the Gemara, we have the next pasuk in Parshas Achrei. Now, Afkalumi Eves Eshus Avicha Loi Segala, that pasuk states clearly. The heir of your father's wife, Loi Segala, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the concept of Eshes Aviv from the first pasuk, what does he do with the next pasuk, which starts by stating clearly, Eves Eshes Avicha Loi Segala? So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says that Ahum Boyalei Li Azara Li Eshes Aviv Li Achanisa. that second pasuk is telling me that an eishes aviv is aser even after the death of his father. If the woman was at one time his father's wife, she will always be aser. But as far as our initiation to the whole concept of eishes aviv, that already was done in the first pasuk. In fact, the Gemara of the Rabbanan who used the beginning of the second pasuk to tell me that this is the concept of eishes aviv, how do they know that eishes aviv is aser even after nisas aviv? And for the Gemara, who me say for the Karnafk? The end of that pasuk concludes Evas Avichahi. Again, the complete second pasuk in Parashas Achayit. Evas Eishes Avicha Loi Segala. Evas Avichahi. These last words, Evas Avichahi, teaches us that the Yisra of Eishes Aviv will always remain even after the death of his father. But Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the second part of the second pasuk in Parashas Achayit? He learns the Azara Yeshes Aviv in the first part of the Pasuk. And so the Gemara, Humi Boyle, he needs the second part of that Pasuk to teach us Mishim Eshes Avat Mechayvoy, but the Iat Mechayvoy Mishim Eshes Ish. The second Pasuk reiterates, Eva Savichahi to teach me, that although the Pasuk to Mahalach would be to say that he is Chayv in both counts, if he is Baal Eshes Aviv while his father is still alive, he should be Chayv on the Yisra of Eishes Ish as well as the Yisra of Eishes Avit. The Pasuk reiterates, Eva Savichahi, to teach me that the only Yisra we are going to be Mechayim with is the Yisra of Eishes Avit and not the Yisra of Eishes Ish. In fact, in one of the Anant, we learned that Habar Eishes Av, Chayim Alel Mishim Eishes Av, and the Mishim Eishes Ish. We are going to be Mechayim on both counts. And we also learned that it's Bein Bechayav is Bein Liachah Mises Aviv and V'loi Palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dispute that. That's in our Mishnah. So how can you say Rabbi Yehuda learns from the second part of the second Pasuk in Parshas Achrei that the Eves Avichahi excludes the Yisra of Eishes Ish? We see that Rabbi Yehuda does not dispute the fact that he is Chayav on account of Eishes Ish as well. Amar Abaya, perhaps in the Mishnah, we don't find any argument from Rabbi Yehuda, but Talmud the Braisa. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda does argue. And indeed, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that he would not be chayav on account of Eishes Ish. Zakat Gemara Vacht, Zirabana. According to the Rabbana, Oynish, not the Iser, but the punishment of an Eishes Aviv of a father's wife, Li'achar Nisa, after the death of his father. Minalahu, how did Rabbana know that? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Bishlema granted Rabbi Yehuda Maisi Lov Gzeres Shav. Rabbi Yehuda had the Gzeres Shav that connected the Pesukim in Parshas Achrei to the Pasuk in Parshas Kedosh. That was the whole basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that the Eves Avicha means Eves Eishes Avicha because of the Gzeres Shav. So the Einish in Parshas Kedosh applies to all concepts mentioned over here in Parshas Achrei. El Rabbanim, but according to the Rabbanim who don't learn about Gzeres Shav, because they say Eves Avicha means Eves Mamish, some in Nalahu, how do they know that there is an Oynish for somebody that is Baal Eishes Aviv Li'acha Nisas Aviv? And for the Gemara Amilach, the Rabbanan are going to tell you that Ahu Eves Aviv Gila, the words Eves Aviv Gila that appear in Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk in Kedoshim again, the Isha Sheyishkav is Eishes Aviv Eves Aviv Gila. Rabbi Yehuda uses this Eves Aviv Gila to connect this to the Eves Avich in Parshas Achrei. The Rabbanan don't agree to that Gzeres Shava. They say the Eves Avich and Parshas Achrei has nothing to do with this, but Lamaisa, we do have the extra words of Eves Aviv Gila and Parshas Kedosh. So they don't use it for Gzeres Shava. They don't connect the concept in Parshas Achrei to this pasuk with those words, but they do learn something from it. Mapuk La'inu, they use it to learn. Li'oinish the Eishes Aviv, Li'achanis. The same Oinish of Skila that applies to an Eishes Aviv during the life of his father will also apply to any woman that was the wife of his father, even though his father died. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbanan, Oynish Le'imai She'ena Yeshus Aviv Minalahu. And again, we have the same problem. According to the Rabbanan, there is no Gzeres Shava automatically connecting the Pasuk of the Oynish and Kedoshim to the concepts and Parshas Achrei. The Pasuk in Kedoshim mentions nothing about a mother. The Pasuk in Kedoshim just reads the Yeshus Yishkav as Eishes Aviv. So indeed, the Pasuk in Parshas Achrei tells us that a mother who is not Eishes Aviv is also as well, but how do we know the Oynish? And for the Gemara Amar of Shisha Berei Rav Idi, they know this from the last part of the first Pasuk in Parshas Achrei, the Imchahi, which were the words that we started our whole figure with. Amakar, the pasuk says, Imchahi. The Yehuda learned from this pasuk that it is only the Yisra of Aim that prevails if somebody is born a woman who is both Ashes of his and Imai. But the Bannim, of course, don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say both Yisurim would prevail. They learn the Imchai, the fact that, once again, for one last time, the first pasuk in Parshas Achrei, Evas Avicho, the Evas Imcho, Loi Segala, Imchai. The intention over here is Asa HaKasav L'Imai She'eno Yeshesaviv Ki'imai She'hi Yeshesaviv. In other words, the pasuk is saying, Imchi, if she is your mother, all concepts discussed pertain to her as well, even though she is your mother who is not your father's wife. She may be anusas of it. Still, Imchahi, and if the Einish for Eishas of it is Skila, the same Einish would be for Baal Imai, who is not Eishas of it. So the final picture is as follows. The first pasuk in Parshas Achrei, Ervas Avicha, the Ervas Imcha Loisagala, Imchahi Loisagala Ervasa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ervas Avicha refers to Eishas Avicha, father's wife. We learn that from Gzeirah Shava to Kedoshim. The second part of the pasuk of the Eves Imcha Lo Segala, this teaches us the Isser of a mother, even though she is not Eishes Avid. And the conclusion of the first pasuk, Imcha Lo Segala Evasa, teaches us that if somebody is born a woman who is both Eishes Avid and Imai, we are only Mechayef in Mishum Imai. The second pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eves Eishes Avicha Lo Segala, Eves Avicha He, the Eves Eishes Avicha Lo Segala is an Azor Li Eishes Avid Li Acher Mises Avid. Eves Eishes Avicha Lo Segala, even though his father is not alive anymore. And the Eves Avicha He teaches us that there is only the Isser of Eishes Av and not the Isser of Eishes Ish. So the first pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is comprehensive of all concepts, both Imai and Eishes Aviv. According to the Rabbanan, however, the first pasuk deals only with direct relations to his father and mother. The Eves Avicha is literal. Although there already is an Isser for Mishka Zacha, there is a double chiyuv over here. The next pasuk of the Eves, Imcha Loi Segala, refers to the Isser of Ein. And the conclusion of the first pasuk, Imcha, she is your mother, Loi Segala Ervasa, teaches us that the Einish of Ein will always be there evenly, Achar Misas Aviv. The second pasuk, Eves Eishes Avicha Loi Segala, here we are first initiated with the concept of the Isser of Eishes Av. And from the conclusion of that second pasuk, Eves Avicha He, we learn the Azara Li Eishes Aviv Li Achar Misa, that Eishes Av isn't only offered during the life of his father, but afterwards as well. Sakta Gemara right. In the Mishnah we learned, Habal Kalasai, if somebody is brought on his daughter-in-law, he is Chayav Alo Mishum Kalasai, and Mishum Eishes Ish. The fact that she is married to his son doesn't take away the regular Isser of Eishes Ish. The fact is she is a married woman. Sakta Gemara. The pasuk reads, Eves kalas choloi segala, eishes binchahi. So there are two types of terminologies used. A daughter-in-law, and eishes bincha, your son's wife. Apparently, one could say that the Torah means to impress two isurim, two different lavim. So let us say that v'lechayiv nani mishum eishes benoi. Let us say besides for the isur of kalasai, there also is an isur of eishes benoi, a separate isur. It's the same thing, but the Torah apparently terms it differently to tell us that they're two different lavim. Amar Abayas, no, that's not shat in the pasuk. Pasuk HaKasav of the kalasai, the Torah starts with kalasai, v'sayim the eishes benoi, loy malach, zuhi kalasai, zuhi eishes benoi. The Torah is clearly telling us not to make that mistake. We are using two different terms, but there is only one lav. And that's why it's all in the same pasuk. And that's why the pasuk says, Eves kalas choloi segala eishes bincha hi. It's the same one. Eishes bincha hi, it's the same lav. Kalasai and eishes bincha is one lav. That is what the hi teaches us. And don't think that there are two lavs. Now, Lamaisa, why does the Torah then use two different types of terms for her? Kalasai and eishes benoi. And then the Torah has to stress he to tell us that it isn't two different lavim. So Rashi explains there's a Zayta Gedrash that we learn from this. From Eishes Benoi we learn that the Isser is going to remain even after the death of his son. If the pasuk would just say Kolasai, I would say as long as she still is his daughter-in-law. But if his son died, then there is no Isser. That is what the Torah stresses Kolasai and Eishes Benoi. A daughter-in-law means as long as she was once the wife of your son, she will always be us. However, the intention of the pasuk is not to say that there are two separate lavim. Zakta Mishnevite. Habar Zacher the Al Habahema. Somebody is bought on a Zacher or on a Behema. Vilisha Hamaziya as a Behema, or a woman that brings a Behema upon herself. The Einish for all parties involved, Beskila. Now this Skila includes the Behema as well. And the Mishnah wants to understand why. Imadim Chata Behema Chata. What sin did the Behema do? The Behema is not about Khira. Because a human being was enticed to such a terrible chait due to this behemoth, the behemoth should be stoned as well. Davaracha, another reason for the stoning of the animal. People are going to say, Zuhi shenisko pleni al yada. This is the animal on account of which so-and-so was stoned. Now later on in the Gemara we are going to see exactly what these two Pshatim and what these two Tainim refer to. But as far as the next Amud of Gemara is concerned, there are two concepts that the Mishnah just put before us, and that is the concept of somebody that is Baal HaZacha, and also the concept of a Behema. As in the previous sugya, there are two things that we have to know. Where the Pasuk gives us the Azara, where the Pasuk tells us that this is Asur, and where the Pasuk gives us the punishment for these Aveiros. In addition, we are going to see in the Gemara that in regard to both concepts, in regard to Baal HaZacher and Baal HaBehema, there are two Isurim, one for the Shaychev and one for the Nishkav, one for the active partner and for the passive one. So in essence, what is going to happen in the next Amid is there are eight things that we have to learn. Four things that we have to learn in regard to the Zacher, and four things that we have to learn in regard to the Behema. In each case, the four things are: where does the Torah tell us that there is an Isser for the Shaychev and for the Nishkav? And where do we see in regard to both concepts that there is an Einish for both the Shaychev, the active partner, and the Nishkav, the passive partner? Now, as in the previous sugya, let us keep in mind that it is in Parshas Achrei that the Torah tells us the Isurim, the Azarais, and it is in Parshas Kedoshim where the Torah basically tells us about the Einish and the respective punishments. And again, as in the previous sugya, there are going to be certain things that overlap, and we are going to learn one from another. How do we know that there is an Isser for Baal HaZacher? Now this is the complete Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The Isha Sheyishkav Es Zachar Mishkav Isha Te'eva Asu Shneyem Mois Yomsu Deneyem Ba. The Pasuk starts off by saying Ish. This teaches us that Prat Lekaten. Only a gadol would be punished for engaging this type of an act, a minor would not. The Pasuk says Asha Yishkav Es Zachar. Here the Pasuk does not say Ish Asher Yishkav Es Ish, but rather Ish Asher Yishkav Es Zachar. The change of Lashon teaches us that as far as the Nishkav is concerned, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. In other words, if the Shaychev, if the active partner is a Bar Einchem, if he is old enough, even though the other person is not, even though the other person is a Katan, the Shaychev will still be punished. He is still Chayiv Misa. The Gemara continues to dash in the Pasuk. Mishkavei Isha, Magid Lachakasa, the Pasuk teaches us, Sheshnei Mishkavis Be'isha. There are two types of Mishkavis in regard to an Isha. Being that the Torah uses the Lashon Rabban, the plural Lashon Mishkavei Isha, this teaches us that both Bia Kedaka and Bia Shaloi Kedaka are equally as severe. Amar Yishmael, Harizabo Lelameid, Vinim Tzolomat. B'yatzim, the words Mishkavei Isha over here come to teach us about the concept of Mishkav Zachar. The Isha Sheyishkav Zachar Mishkavei Isha. But Lemaisa, it turns out that we learned something about Mishkavei Isha as well. That both types of bees, Bia Kedaka and Shaloi Kedaka, are punished with the same Einish. The Rashi explains in regard to Mishkav Zachar, everything is unnatural, everything is Shaloi Kedaka. So if the Pasuk stresses two types of bees, Behechach, we have to apply that to a regular Isha, to a regular relation. And therefore, it's Balalamed Bad Vinim Tzalamat. Mois Yom Tzu, the Torah says, Zak the Gemara, the Skila, this refers to Skila. Now, Ata under the Skila, Yaina, perhaps not, Elna, the Achav Nikal Mises, Lemuris Betayr, perhaps one of the other Mises. And for the Gemara, as we have seen so many times previously, Namra Khan, because the Pasuk says over here, Deneyim Bam, and the Namra Be'oiz is the Yadoni, in regard to Ivan Yadoni, where the Torah says, the Salish, the punishment is Skila. The Pasuk also says, Deneyim Bam, and this teaches us, Malahalan Beskila, I've come here too, the Einish from Mishkav Zachar is Beskila. So two of the eight things that we have to learn, we have seen already. We have seen the Einish for both the Shaychev and the Nishkav in regard to Mishkav Zachar. For this Pasuk describing the Einish of Mishkav Zachar refers to both the Shaychev and the Nishkav. The Pasuk says clearly, Tayeza Asu Shneyah, referring to both partners. So Anyas Shemanu, continues the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, we know what the Anyas is, but Azar Minayin, where do we see the Isser for both the Shaychev and the Nishkav? Talmud Lemezak the Gemara, we have a pasuk in Parashas Achrei, the Azachar Lo Sishkav Mishkevei Isha Toyeidahi. So here the Torah clearly tells us that the act is Aser. However, the pasuk is only referring to the active partner in the act, the Shaychev, not the Nishkav. How do we know that he too is as guilty? The pasuk says, and this is the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzei, Lo yikadosh b'nei Yisrael. Now this is the complete pasuk. Lo yikadosh kadesha mibenois Yisrael. There shall be no one dedicated to immorality amongst the daughters of Israel. Lo yikadosh mibenei Yisrael, referring to the sons of Israel. However, the Torah is not specific about what Kaddish is, what particular type of immorality are we referring to. The Yomer, there is another pasuk in Tanakh, or rather in Malachim, that describes the matzav of Klal Yisrael when Rechavim took over the reins of the Malucha. Began Kaddish, Hoya B'yaretz, Asu, and they did Kecholat Ha'evois Hagoyim Asher Hayish. So that pasuk doesn't either tell us what Kaddish is. But what the pasuk does do is compare the concept of Kaddish to Tayeva. Both are mentioned in the same sentence. So in effect, we have a three-way type of a limit over here, Divi Rabbi Yishmael. The pasuk says there shouldn't be a Kaddish. Kaddish and Tayeva are similar. We see that from the pasuk in Malachim. And in regard to Nishkav Zachar, the Torah says Tayeva. So Rabbi Yishmael says this leads us to the conclusion that Veloyia Kaddish refers to Nishkav Zachar, and this is the Azara for the Nishkav, for the passive partner. That is Rabbi Yishmael's drasha. The Kiva, however, has a far simpler drasha to tell us that there is an Issa for the Nishkav. The Kiva in the Ein Tzach, we don't need that whole triangle drasha of Rabbi Yishmael, but rather, the pasuk says that the Azacha loy Sishkav, Mishkav Isha. Not only is this pasuk to be read as Zacha loy Sishkav, referring to the active partner, but Kaybe as well loy Sishachev, which is the passive partner. So the Kiva tells us that the very one pasuk for the Azar in Parshas Achrei can be read so that it should refer to both the Shaychev and the Nishkav. So we have settled all the four limudim that we had to know in regard to Nishkav Zachar. We know the Einish of Nishkav Zachar for both the Shaychev and the Nishkav from the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Tayeva Asu Shneyem, the Einish for both are Skila, and we know the Azara for both the Shaychev and the Nishkav. For the Shaychev, it is clearly from the pasuk of the Azachar Lishishkav Nishkav Isha in Parshas Achrei. As far as the Nishkav is concerned, there is a machlokes. Rabbi Yishmael says that is the lav of Leia Kaddish, and Rabbi Kiva says that that lav is to be read within the very same pasuk. And just like we read the Azachar Lishishkav, we should also read the Azachar Lishishachev, which would refer to the passive part. Zakti Gemara Vayta Behema Menola. And here too, in regard to relations with the Behema, there are four things that we have to know. The Einish for both the Shaychev and the Nishkav, and we have to know the Azara, where the Torah tells us that there is an Issa for both the Shaychev, the active partner, and the passive partner. Now the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which deals with the Einish, reads as follows: the Issa sheyitin shechavtei bebehema mois yumas, that's a behema teraik. Zak the Gemara, the Tanya Rabbanan Ish, the pasuk says Ish prat lekatan, a cotton that has relations with a behema would not be punished. Ashayit and shechavtai bebehema. The term behema is bein gedol of bein ketan. As far as the animal is concerned, it makes no difference. There is a chiyuv nisa of the animal of gedol or ketan. The Gemara continues to dash in the pasuk. Mois yumas the skila. This refers to skila. Ata in the skila oy ene, perhaps not ela biachas ni kol nisais. So I'm with the Torah. Nemakan Taroig. You hear we don't have a Demeyan Bam, so we have a different limud that teaches us Skila. The prophet concludes over here that the behemoth is to be killed Taharoig. The Nemalahalan, in regard to the Mesis, Kiharag Teharaganu. Malahalan, just like over there, it is the Skila. Afkan here too, it is the Skila. The prophet, however, is only referring to the active partner over here, in this Einish Pasuk. Unlike the Einish pasuk of Mishkav Zachar, where the Torah says Tiyeva Asu Shneyim, here the pasuk says the Isha Sheyitein Shechaste the Behema. So Lamadnu, all we know is the Einish L'Shaychev, but Einish L'Nishkav Minola, a Zachar that allows himself to be near that to a Behema. How do we know that he is punished with the same Isa? Talmud Lemezak the Gemara, here there is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that talks about this Isa, and the pasuk there says Kol Shaychev in Behema Mois Yumas. Now, indeed, the word shaychev also would refer to an active partner, but imeinu inyan l'shaychev, because we already have that over here in Parshas Kedoshim, then teneu inyan l'nishkav, surely we should learn from there in regard to the einish of the nishka. So we have established punishment for both the shaychev and the nishkav. L'madnu einish bein l'shaychev bein l'nishkav, but azayim anayim. We are yet to see where the pasuk gives us the very izzer and tells us that the act is prohibited for both the shaychev and the nishkav. And whenever we talk about an Azara, the first place to look is the Parsha of Arayis, the Parsha of the Azarais to Arayis and Parshas Achrei. And over there we have the Pasuk. The problem, however, is that isn't a complete test. Lasitin Shechavtacha refers to the active partner. L'madnu Azara L'shaychev, but L'nishkav Menayin. Where does the Torah tell us the Iser for the Nishkav? Talmud Loimi, here again we are going to use that pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzeh, Lo'yir Kondesh Mibnei Yisrael. Now we have already established that that pasuk refers to Mishkav Zachar. How do we know that the Lo'yir Kondesh, there shouldn't be any sons of Klal Yisrael that are designated for immorality? How do I know that that refers to Baal HaBehemah as well? The Yoimer, we use the same pasuk in Nach, the pasuk in Malachim, Vagam Kondesh Yir Be'aretz. That was the matzav of Klal Yisrael at that time, and the conclusion of the pasuk is that they did kechala tayevos hagoyim asher hayvish. And Rashi explains that the concept of tayev refers to relations with the behema as well. The problem is that we don't have a beferish word tayev in regard to the behema. Rashi says it is inclusive of the word tayev that is mentioned in regard to the basic arayis. Tosfos points out if that's the case, then there should be an extra law for all arayis. So Tosfos explains that the parasha of behema is right after the parasha of zachar, and it starts with a vav, and the klal is vav moisav alinyan rishon, and therefore the tayeva that is mentioned in the parsha of Mishkav Zachar is also applied to the concept of behema. And once again, we have this three-way drash of Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzeh says lo yir kadosh. The pasuk in Nach tells us kadosh and tayeva are in the same sentence. It is the same type of aveira, and tayeva applies to the concept of relations with the behema as well as it does with Mishkav Zachar. So both the Iser for the Nishkav in the Nishkav Zachar and the Nishkav, somebody that allows himself to be Nirvana Behema, comes from the same lab of Lo'yir Kodesh. That is according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Einet Zarech. We don't need this three-way drasha. How do we know the Azara for the Nishkav, for somebody that allows himself to be Nirvana to a Behema? Rabbi Oimer, the Pasuk says, Lo'yisitein Shechavtecha, and we dash in Lo'yisitein Shechivasech. So the very pasuk in Parshas Achrei that teaches us the einish, or the active partner, in regard to the behema, could be made to read so that it applies to the passive partner as well, and therefore the azar applies to both.